The following is the President's speech at Provo, Utah, Tuesday, September 21st, 1948.
Washington. I've heard it said that some girls are as pretty as a peach, but you hardly ever see peaches that are that pretty. Pleasure to me to be in Utah today. I've had a most cordial reception from all your public officials, from the governor, from the Democratic chairman, and from the candidates for Congress. And I'm sincerely hoping that all those people will be successful in their efforts for office. It'll be for the welfare of the country if that's the case. I've been here, Provo, on several different occasions. I came here as chairman of the special committee to investigate the National Defense Program when this steel plant was partly completed, and I was here after the steel plant was completed and made a complete and thorough inspection and a report on it. I was very much pleased when that plant was located here in Utah. I said back in the coal country at Helper that industry in the West is absolutely essential for the economic welfare of the West. There have been a lot of people in times past who didn't believe in that, and a great many times they've controlled the government. That has not been the policy of the Democratic administration since Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president in 1932. I know all of you here not only are interested in the industrial and the agricultural welfare of the great state of Utah, but you're deeply interested in the educational welfare of these young people I see here before me today. And you are blessed in this town with a great university, which has turned out some wonderful scholars. I'm interested in education. We are faced with a situation in education, the same sort of a situation that we're faced with in housing and prices and everything of that sort. There are more pupils than there are rooms to hold them. There are more pupils than there are teachers to teach them. We have teachers in some of our crowded industrial centers that are teaching two and three times as many pupils, making an effort to teach two and three times as many pupils as they can do successfully. I've been trying to interest the nation as a whole in our educational crisis. Succeeded in getting an educational bill through the Senate of the United States, but it died in the House along with a lot of other good legislation which should have been passed by this 80th Congress, but wasn't passed. Now, I know you're interested in education. The looks of these bright young men and young women and these boys and girls that I see down here before me, they're perfectly able to take an education. And you know, the best defense against a totalitarian system in our government is education. No man who knows his ABCs and who has an honest heart can even consider being a communist if he's educated. It's only suffering, misery, and ignorance that breed communism. That's the reason I'm fighting for the education of the people of this country. When you have the proper education, you can't help but believe that our system of government is the best that's ever been conceived in the history of the world. It's a government of the people. In fact, you are the government. You are the government. And you are the government because you have a right of free franchise. And when you don't exercise that right of free franchise, you are not doing the right thing by your country. You are a shirker. And when things don't go right in your government and you don't vote, you're blamed for it. That's what you did 2 years ago. Two-thirds of you stayed at home 2 years ago. And look what you've got. You elected the 80th Congress, and you got just what you deserved, and I don't feel sorry for you about it either. If you do the same thing next time, you won't have anybody but yourself to blame for the conditions as you find them. And you've had a sample of what you're going to get if you continue such people as constituted the majority in the 80th Congress in power in this government. I'm asking you and urging you with everything I have to exercise that God-given right, which in this country is sacred, to go to the polls on the 2nd of November and cast your ballot for the Democratic ticket, and then I can stay in the White House another 4 years.
Mrs. County, we would like to present the key of Utah County. I thank you.
Well, Donna Murray is coming out to wave at you. Well, thank you very much for this first casting. I appreciate having it. Very much.
I'm the gentleman that made that. Thank you. What?